Mary Ainsworth and Strange Situations. Differing Approaches to Attachment. While psychologist John Bowlby claimed that when it came to attachment, it was all or nothing for a child, psychologist Mary Ainsworth took a different approach to the subject, believing that there were notable differences among individuals when it came to the quality of attachment. Because 1 to 2-year-olds do not have the same capabilities as adults of expressing attachment, Ainsworth created an assessment technique known as the Strange Situation Classification, SSC, to understand individual differences in attachment in 1970. The Strange Situation Procedure. Ainsworth used around 100 middle-class families for her study, and all of the infants were between the ages of 12 to 18 months old. To conduct her experiment, Ainsworth used a small room with one-way glass so she would be able to observe the infant's behavior. 7 experiments or episodes, each lasting 3 minutes in length, were then conducted. Each episode was created to emphasize a particular behavior. The observers recorded their findings every 15 seconds, and intensity of behavior was judged on a scale of 1 to 7. Experiment. Conducting the experiment. 1. In the first stage of the experiment, the mother and infant are left to spend time alone in the room so that the infant can get used to the new environment. 2. Once the infant has adjusted to the new environment, a stranger enters the room and joins the parent and infant. 3. At this point, the mother departs, leaving the infant alone with the stranger. 4. The mother comes back into the room and the stranger leaves. 5. The mother then leaves the room as well, leaving the infant by him or herself. 6. The stranger then comes back into the room. 7. The mother then comes back into the room again, and the stranger leaves. Ainsworth recorded the intensity of 4 different types of observed behaviors on a scale of 1 to 7. These types of behaviors included separation anxiety, a feeling of uneasiness from the infant when the mother left, the infant's eagerness to explore, stranger anxiety, how the infant responded when the stranger was present, and reunion behavior, the way the infant behaved when the mother returned. From this experiment, Ainsworth identified and named 3 separate attachment styles in the infants: secure, avoidant, and resistant. Secure attachment. Children that are securely attached are confident that their mother or attachment figure, AF, has the availability to meet their needs. The AF is sought out during times of trouble or distress, and is also used by the infant as a safe base so that the infant can then explore the environment. Ainsworth found that most children in her study were securely attached. When securely attached infants are upset, the AF can easily calm them. An infant will develop a secure attachment to the AF when the AF is perceptive to the child's signals and responds to the child's needs in an appropriate manner. Overall, Ainsworth found that 70% of the infants exhibited secure attachment with common behaviors. In terms of separation anxiety, the child became distressed once the mother left the room. In terms of exploring his or her environment, Ainsworth concluded that the infant used the mother as a safe base. In terms of stranger anxiety, the infant was friendly to the stranger when the mother was in the room. When the mother was not present, however, the infant was avoidant of the stranger. In terms of reunion behavior, the infant became happier and more positive once the mother came back into the room. Insecure avoidance. Insecure avoidant children are more independent and will not rely on the presence of their AF when investigating their environment. The infant's independence is not only physical, but also emotional, and when under stress, the child will not seek out the AF for help. The AF is insensitive, will not help when the infant is facing a hard task, will reject the infant's needs, and will be unavailable when the child is under emotional distress. Overall, Ainsworth found that 15% of the infants exhibited insecure avoidance. In terms of separation anxiety, the infants did not show any signs of distress when the mother left the room. In terms of stranger anxiety, the infant was fine with the stranger being in the room and acted normally. In terms of reunion behavior, as the mother came back into the room, the infant showed very little interest. Ainsworth found that both mother and stranger could comfort the infant equally. Insecure resistance. Insecure resistance is when the infant is hesitant or ambivalent toward the AF. Children showing signs of insecure resistance will reject the AF if the AF tries to engage and interact with the child. However, at other times, the child will behave in a clingy and dependent way. In this type of attachment, the child does not derive a sense of security from the AF, and as a result, the infant will find it difficult to move away from the AF to explore his or her environment. When a child exhibiting insecure resistance becomes upset or distressed, he or she is not comforted by the presence and contact of the AF, and will be difficult to calm. Overall, Ainsworth found that 15% of the infants exhibited insecure resistance. In terms of separation anxiety, the infants became extremely distressed once the mother left the room. In terms of stranger anxiety, the infant appeared to be afraid of the stranger and avoided the stranger. In terms of reunion behavior, when the mother entered the room again, the infant approached her but did not make contact with her and would sometimes even push the mother away. Ainsworth found that infants with insecure resistance would explore less and cry more often than infants with secure attachment or insecure avoidance. Later experiments replicating Ainsworth's strange situation experiment have given consistent results that match Ainsworth's, and it has become an accepted methodology in terms of measuring attachment. Ainsworth's findings have fallen under criticism, however, for only measuring attachment specific to the relationship between mother and infant. A child may have a completely different attachment style with his or her father, grandmother, grandfather, or other caretaker. Research has also shown that children may actually express different attachment behaviors at different times based on the circumstance.